the Eved kosher, that an Eved could give over a get, an Eved would be kosher. This thing where it says no. Amr Abasi, Amr Rab Yechanon. Ein ho Eved nas to shlich lekaba get liisha miyad baila. He says no. He holds an Eved Kenani could not be a shliach to accept a get for a wife. Lefi she'enoi v'toyres gidnu kedushin. Because an Eved Kenani himself does not have gidnu kedushin. An Eved Kenani cannot get married to Abasi Yisrael. He does not have a complete din of gidnu kedushin. So therefore, since he's not the pastor of Gidin and Kedushin, therefore he cannot be a shliach either to give over a get. This Gemara says, Maskev lo Reb Lozer, Lozer says, Esther Kasha. You're telling me then, Taimo de Milsa, what's the reason? Taimo de Milsa de Leise. Because an Eved can't be a shliach, something that he himself cannot do, he cannot be a shliach for that inyan. So an Eved does not have his own Gidin or Kedushin, he cannot be a shliach for somebody else to give over the get. But mashmah, what you're saying is, b'milsa de'isei, but something, some pasha that they have themselves, they're in that mitzvah, kosher. Then we could make them a shliach to do. And I'll bring you proof not like that. V'oivik echovim, the locha by a goy, or else v'akusi, a locha v'akusi, also not the same locha like a goy, the esnayo v'toyres truma de'nafshayu. If a goy owns property in Eretz Yisrael, his fruits are mechuyiv, mediraisa, and truma samaisus. So even though a goy owns it, the kedushas Eretz Yisrael still applies there, and the fruits that grow on his property is mechuyev and trumas amaisvus. And the halacha is the goy could take off his own trumas amaisvus. The Tanan we learned, hoive kechavim a goy v'yakusi also a goy she'atormu mishalahem. If they have their own fruits growing in Eretz Yisrael and they took off truma. So halacha is trumas and truma. What they took off has a halacha of truma. And a zara regularly Yisrael is also to eat it. He could only give it to a kohen. So you see a goy is in the pasha of truma. They could take off their own truma. Still, utanan, still we learned, oived kechovim, she'toram shel Yisrael, let's say a goy went down to a Jewish orchard, went down to a Jewish fruits, and he took off truma for the Jew. Is afilu brishus, even if the Jew gave the goy permission to take off truma for him, still the locher is ain't trumas a truma. Still the locher is the truma's puzzle. So you see, a goy cannot be a shliach for a Jew to take off truma, even though the goy could take off his own truma. So my time isn't the reason why my time alav mishum, isn't it? Because the pasuk says gam atem, that by shlichus you have to be like the mishalach, like the Jew himself. So we darshin ma'atem Yisrael, ashluchachem Yisrael. That just like you are a Jew, a complete Jew, who are then shlichos, a shlich also has to be a Jew, and not a goy. So even though a goy is in the pasha of truma, still a goy cannot be a shliach for Yisrael to take off his truma. Because in the pasha of shlichos, it says ma'atem, you have to be a Jew, and not a goy. A goy is not a Jew. So the same svar would apply to an Eved Kenani also. And Eved Kenani is not called a Yisrael yet. He's not a Yisrael Gomer. So the Eved Kenani would also be possible to be a Shliach. So therefore it's a svara that he's saying an Eved cannot be a Shliach. He's even in the Pasha. Where he's in the Pasha, Eved could take off Trumas and Isis, still he can't be a Shliach. So Mara said, I'll tell you no, Amri Dver Abiyani learned like this. Lord, that's not the way to make the Joshua by Truma. I tell you, when the Pasuk says, Gam Atem, that the Shliach has to be like you, we dash like this. Ma Atem B'nei Bris, just like you have a Bris Mila, Ashluchachem B'nei Bris. You have to have a Shliach that also has a Bris Mila. So that's why a Goy cannot be a Shliach for anything, because the Goy does not have a Bris Mila. Ma Shenkin and Eved Kenani, if a man has a Bris Mila, that's the way you make an Eved Kenani, you have to give him Tfila and Mila. So since an Eved Kenani is a B'nai Bris, he could be a Shliach. Therefore it's good what he said before, that the only reason why an Eved cannot be a Shliach for Gittin is because they don't have their own Gittin or Kedushin. But another mitzvah that an Eved Kenani is in that mitzvah, like L'moshe by Truma, he could be a Shliach for us also. Either Pasuk says, Gam Atem, the Shliach has to be like us. Like us means that he has to be a B'nai Bris. He has to be a person that has a Bris Mila. And Eved Kenani has a Bris Mila also. Rashi says,
Lemata b'nei bris moyalim. Well, boy of the bris mitzvah, just mean he came into the bris mitzvahs. So after chacham b'nei bris, Rashi says lafuk yadik echovim, just means the goy not. Avol eved ben brisu. Tichsiv mechota veitzecho. An eved kinani is a b'nei bris. He's mechuyvi. He has a bris. Mila is mechuyvi mitzvahs like an isha. Therefore, it's good like we're saying. An eved kinani really could be a shliach in something that he's in that parsha. But in the parsha of Gidin and Kedushin, that he does not have Gidin and Kedushin, only in this he can't be a shliach for us. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan, Eino Eved Nasa Shliach L'Kabel Get Ishim Yad Baila. He also says the same thing. An Eved Kenani cannot be a shliach to accept the get from a husband. L'fi She'enoi V'Torah Gidin and Kedushin, because he's not in the parsha of Gidin and Kedushin. Now, the Yafati Shashaninu, even though we learned a Gemara in Tumura that says, Hare Yat Shivcha, Uvlodecha, Ben Chorin, let's say the master says to his own Shivcha, a Jewish master that owns a Shivcha Kenanis, tells the Shivcha she's pregnant now, and he tells her like this, he's giving her a Get Shichru, and he's telling her that you, I still want to be my Shivcha. But Vlodecha Ben Chorin, you're pregnant now, the kid that you're going to have, I want that kid to be free, I'm freeing him. That's what the master does. He gives over the shtar to the shivcha, and only to free the baby and not her. So it says, Alochim hoisa ubra, if she was pregnant, and you could snicker, you could tell that she was pregnant, is zochsaloi, that the mother, the shivcha, accepts the get shivcha now for her baby, and the baby becomes freed when he's born. So now, ma'im hoisa ubra zochsa, what does it mean to say that if she's pregnant, if she has an uber, she's zochsa? So the Mara says, the Rashi is a kasha. The Mara asks, "Ma yemoisub?" Rashi says, "Ma inyan shichrur eitzuk get isha." Like you mean to ask me a kasha from this mission in Tmura that it says the shichrur could accept a get shichrur? So what's the kasha to us? We're talking about over here a get isha gerushin. We're saying now if a man wants to give a get to his wife, he can't appoint an eved kanani to be a shliach to give over a get. So what kind of kasha are you asking me over here talking about a get shichrur? A get shichrur, freeing your eved, is different than a get isha. Because freeing an eved, they're in the pasha. Every eved kanani could accept his own get. So he's in the pasha of shichrur. So what kind of kasha are you asking me? So Marian says, ki yosir rav shumo bar yudo am rav yechanon tarti. So what he meant to say two alochas. If yechanon said two alochas, Rashi says like this, chod zahod the get isha. One halacha of Yechanan said was that by get isha and eved kenani cannot be a shliach. The Rashi says, but v'yayda achriti, if Yechanan also said a second halacha, and v'yamilsa achriti kamer, on the second halacha that he said, now we're talking about, afopi. Now what is the second thing that he said? He said like this, that Omar, he said, nirin devorim, it looks to me, she'eved mekabel get l'chaveroi, miyad rabi shachaveroi. That a regular eved kenani, if a master wants to free his own Eved Kenani, he can make a shliach a different Eved Kenani. In other words, if Reuven wants to free his own Eved Kenani, he can make Shimon's Eved Kenani a shliach to take his get shichur and give it over to his Eved. So that's what it says. That she'eved, somebody else's Eved Kenani, mekavo get l'chaveru for his friend, miyad rabbi shachaveroi. That Reuven's friend can accept the get to give over to his own effort. Avoloi miyad raboi shaloi. But Yishno, let's say a master has two avodim. So the master cannot give over the get shichrur to one effort to be a shliach to give it over to the second effort. That you can't do. Because the svar is that mashakon effort kona raboi. Whatever the effort owns belongs to his master. So when you give over this get shichrur to one effort, it's like still in the master's hands. It's still in his hands. He can't give it away. So that's the halacha, that an eved cannot accept the get from his own master for a second eved. Why? Because the yad of the eved is like the hand of the master. So it's still considered by the master. That's not called a good shliach. All right, turn over. So now on this we say, Yimlach Shavad Elohim, if a person wants to ask me a question, Zu Halacha Shnuya, that we learned the Mishnah in Tmura, the Chura says not like that.
It says the Mishnah in Temurah, Him hoy so ubra. If a man had a shifra kananis, and she was pregnant, and the master now gives over the get shichra to the mother, and tells the mother, you take this get shichra and accept it for your baby. So it says, Zochsalai. So here you see that the shifra could accept the get from her master to give it to another eved under the same master. So you see, one eved could accept for the next eved. This thing says back, Amaloi Shnei Gederli Hador. Pirshu Asadavar. Two Gederli Hador explained this halacha. It was Rav Zeira of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. That Chadana one says, Omani Rebbe. It goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Yoma that says, Hamashacha Chatzi Avdoi Kona. You could free half of an Evid. Here also, we look as if the mother and a baby is like one big fat babe, one big fat Evid. So what the Adam wants to free the baby, it's like freeing half of the Evid himself. So it's not really cool, she's like a shliach for a baby. It's like one big body and you're freeing half of the body. That's why it's kosher. The Chadama once says, my time of the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reason over here? That even if you don't consider them mamish like one person, because really they're two goofing here, it's not like you're freeing half of an Evid. Half of an Evid is one body. Here the mice are the two bodies, it's the mother and the baby. But still I tell you, Bahoka Sabra here he holds, Uba Yerech Imayu. That Uba, the baby inside the mother's stomach, is like the Yerech, is like the thigh of the mother, means it's like a part of the body. Venasa Kimish Hitna Lechen Yavareho. It's like the master just wants a free part of her body. So therefore it's called the good, it's called the Kabbalah Saget. In other words, the master now is giving the get into the mother's hand. And she's accepting the get for like one of her everim, one of her limbs. One of her limbs happens to be her baby. Therefore it's called the good Kabbalah. Tois is really blessed by Kash Tois, next to the last Tois blessed by Taimur. Tois says Taimulari. And Tois is Nasik Mishikna. Tois says Taimulari. This baby, Heich Zosloi, how does the baby become free? Afagav Yerachimayu, Kivan Diyodahi, Kiyad Rabbi. Still, in whose hand did the get come? In the mother's hand. Now, the mother herself is not becoming free. She only wants to accept it for a baby. Now, her hand is called Kiyad Rabbi. So it never left the master's hand. So still, like, what's the Gemara's parents? Uba Yerachimay. So what if the baby is like part of the mother? But the mice, in whose hand did the get go into? It went into the mother's hand. And the mother's hand now is like the hand of the rabbi, of the master. So the baby didn't accept it at all. So it's wise by Kasha. Some Achronim want to say, what you have to say is, when you give a get into the hand of an Eved, it's not the pshat is we look as if only the hand accepted the get. The pshat is the hand is like the representative of the whole body. And it's considered really like the whole body accepted the get. So if you consider as if the whole body accepted the get, so since the baby inside is part of the body of the mother, it's considered like the baby also accepted the get. So it's not called like we're giving the get to a shliach to give it over to the baby. When you give the get into the hands of the mother, that's considered like the whole body accepted the get. So the baby also accepted the get. That's why it's called a good Kabbalah. Renech Nami, for one Eved to be a shliach to give it over to another Eved, that you can't do. The Mishnah says, Af, Hanoshim Shenem Nemenis Leimer, Meis Baila, there are five ladies we know that hate the case where they hate this lady. So therefore, like your mother-in-law, if your mother-in-law comes and tells you that your husband died, you're not allowed to believe her. Because your mother-in-law usually doesn't like the daughter-in-law, so she wants to get her into trouble. So she'll come and tell, listen, your husband died, she'll remarry, and then the husband will come back and she'll be can't say if you can't trust him. So there are five ladies you can't trust if they tell you your husband died. Still, the Nemenes Lovias Agita, though. Shdalochri is Nemenes Lovias Gita. But if they bring you a get from your husband, we believe them. Who are these five ladies? Chamoisi, your mother-in-law. Obas Chamoisi, if your mother-in-law has a daughter. Or else with Saros, if your husband has a second wife. There's your other wife. Also, she hates you, so you have to be afraid. She's telling you the husband died just to get into Saros. But if she brings the get, then she's Neman. For your Vimto, or else your brother's wife. Also, as a chash, maybe one of the husbands will die, and then they'll become yibum, so she also hates you. Or else, bas baila, if the husband has a daughter from a different wife, she also hates the new mother. So therefore, if they would say that the husband died, we don't believe them. But if they come and give you a get, we believe them. And the Mishnah explains why. Ma ben get lemista, what's the difference? Shak sav mechiach. Because if they come with a get is written down. It's black and white. that the husband has given you a get, therefore they can't lie too much. But if they just don't come and tell you new news, you should know, I saw your husband die yesterday, that we don't trust him because they're making up a story. Then the Mishnah says, Isha atzmo mevias gito. Sometimes a wife herself can be a shliach to bring her own get. There's such a case, like we'll see, that the husband gives over the get to his wife, and he makes his wife to be a shliach, to give the get to a bezdin someplace else. And when she gives it over, that bezdin, she has to say, where the get was written in Chutz Loretz. And he makes her bring the get to Eretz Yisrael or to another Medina. We'll see the case in the Gemara, that she also has a loch like a shliach, she would have to say, before nechtav. Now the Gemara says like this. For Yatanya we learned, Kishem she'ein nemenes leina meis baila, we learned just not like our Mishnah. The same way these five ladies, the mother-in-law and the other ones, are not nemen to tell you your husband died, kach ein nemenes lehavi gita. They're not believed either if they bring the get. If they come and give, the mother-in-law comes and gives the daughter-in-law a get, and says that your son, your husband gave me the get, we don't believe her. So it's a theory to our Mishnah. One is talking about an Eretz Yisrael where you do not have to say before an Echtov, therefore we believe them. If the get is written in Chutz Loretz, there you do have to say before an Echtov, so we have to believe them. We can't believe them for before an Echtov. So it explains. If the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to believe the Shliach to say before an Echtov. So we don't come on to her nemonis. Therefore, Mehemna, just to say the get is a good get, we look at the Ksava, the Mishnah says, the get is written, therefore she's nemon. But the Chutzlar said the get was written outside Eretz Yisrael. So now the Shliach has to tell us something before an Echtov, the Yadi Bura Dido, because Samchina, we have to rely on her words. Allah is like Mehemna, we don't trust her, therefore there's no steer of the price to the Mishnah. Omalei Abaya, Abaya says back, Adarabba, tell your svar just the opposite, Ipchum istavra. The svar is just the opposite way. Be your, it's in Eretz Yisrael. Diyosi, Baal, Maru, Mishkechinim, Bey. If the husband comes later and starts to complain and says, I never meant to give this gift, we believe the husband. Diyikla, Meim, Lekukula, Komechavna. Then we should not believe the mother-in-law. Because we'll say the mother-in-law in Eretz Yisrael gives the gift. Because she knows that if the husband comes later to complain, he'll be believed to complain later. So again, her daughter will learn to trouble. Therefore, learn him that we should not trust her. But the Chutz Loretz, if the mother-in-law brings the get that was written in Chutz Loretz, and she's going to tell us before Nechtam the get was written good, so if so, we should believe her. Because the Yossi Baal Mara, what's going to be, maybe later the husband will come and complain and says, no, I never meant to give the get, learn the Shechinim Bey. The Loch is, we don't believe the husband anymore. Because that's the takon of the Rabbanan, that when the Shliach brings us the get and tells us the Fonah Nechtov, we believe the Shliach Kivei Trei, and we don't believe the husband anymore. So Mehemna, that's what Abai says, it should be just the opposite. In Eretz Yisrael, we should not trust her, and in Chutzlos, we should trust her. And this Gemara says, Tani Kavosu De Abaya, bring your proof to Abaya. It says, Rav Shimon Elazar Waime, Mishum Mekiva, Isha Nemenes Lavi Gita Mikal Vachayma. A wife is never to bring her own gifts from a Kal Vachayma. These five ladies, the Muslim and the other wife, and is not nemah to say the husband died. Still, nemenes lavi gito, then nemah to string the get, and means nemah means that same for an echtov. Is he, she herself, the wife herself, she nemenes lima meis baila, she's nemah to tell us that her husband died. Ain't her din she nemenes lavi gito? Isn't it a proof that she, a wife, should also be nemah to bring her own get? And it ends off here, homimokim.